As we said at the outset, termination payments are high on the agenda of the revenue because so often they see that payments are made tax-free when they shouldn't be. So again, start with the basics. Is there a contractual entitlement to the payment, whatever it's called, however it's described? And if there is a contractual entitlement, then income tax under PAYE and Class 1 National Insurance should be deducted from the payments made. If there is no written contractual agreement, as far as AAT members given advice is concerned, you must always ask the question as to whether or not the payments are habitual, customary, whether there is an expectation of the employer director receiving a tax-free payment in lieu of notice, and therefore whether the revenue may be able to establish that the payment is an emolument within Section 62. Looking specifically at items like payments in lieu of notice, again, is it a payment in lieu of notice? Is there an entitlement? If not, it should be tax-free within Section 401 up to the £30,000 limit. Is it a compensation payment? Again, don't just accept the description, check the facts. And if it is a genuine compensation payment or damages, again, it should be exempt from tax up to the £30,000 limit. If it's a special payment like a restrictive covenant payment, that will be liable to tax on national insurance contributions, whatever the amount is, and the £30,000 exemption limit has no application to that. Remember, very importantly, that the £30,000 exemption limit has no relevance to national insurance contributions. The key question is whether the payment is contractual, whether the payment is earnings for Class 1 NIC purposes. If it is not earnings for Class 1 NIC purposes, then the whole amount, no matter how large, will be effectively exempt from national insurance contributions. Finally, what I'd like to say is that in giving advice on termination payments, it has to be remembered that the liability, if one exists, through failure to deduct, rests with the employer. It is therefore important that employer clients are properly advised and take care. And if in doubt, they may need to either take professional advice before making a payment gross, or perhaps consider asking their tax office. Unfortunately, the revenue are often reluctant to give specific advice on termination payments and as to their tax liability or not. There is Statement of Practice number 1 of 1994, which applies to redundancy payments and where the revenue would have to give advice. But be careful, be aware of it, and consider the circumstances before making a payment tax and NIC 3. Thank you very much.